Come on, you know, you gotta stop blaming yourself. I hate to see you hurting like this.
Do you think it was a mistake for me to go to bed with Snake?
What I think is not important. What's important is what you think.
If I knew what I thought, I wouldn't be asking you.
Now, what can I say? You know, it's up to you.
That's your standard answer for everything, isn't it?
Well, it's true. It is up to you.
You know, I've been living with you for 8 years, and I finally realized something. You are an emotional chicken. You sit there on your little fence and cluck out these platitudes. It's not important what I think. It's up to you. I'm in trouble here. I'm hurt. I'm confused. I don't know which way is up. I need your help. So if you really want to be my friend, just stop being so wishy-washy and tell me what you think.
All right, you want to know what I think?
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell you what I think. I think if Snake hadn't left you, you'd feel fine.
Of course I would.
Well, then stop blaming yourself for sleeping with him. That's not what's bothering you.
Hello, McDonald's.
I came through there earlier and got a large McFry, and there's a leg press on nail in my French fry.
There's a what?
A press on nail.
Wow, I'm sorry about that. Next time you come through, tell me you're talking. My name is Will. We'll replace your meal for you, honey. I am so sorry.
Okay. Do I just need to come back right now? I mean, I can show you the nail. I didn't throw anything away.
Oh, no, honey. You don't have to. Just tell me you spoke to me.
Okay, what's your name?
Willie.
All right, I'm going to write down. All right, I'll see you in about 5 minutes, Willie.
All right, sweetie.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
I'm looking for someone that can trade Hannah Montana cards with me.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 to accept at any time.
I'm looking for someone that can trade Hannah Montana cards with me.
To accept, you're connected. You can break this connection at any time by pressing the pound key. Say hi.
Hello. Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
So, are you from Reading?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Reading, too.
Oh, okay.
How old are you?
My friend Cheryl says, age just be a number.
That's true. No, I'm 40. Is that okay?
That's okay. My dad's friend's 40.
Your what?
I said, my dad's friend is 40.
Oh, okay. So you're what, about 20?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you like to do around here, sweetheart?
I like going to the movies. I like going to school. I like listening to my Justin Bieber songs on my iPod. I like watching Hannah Montana.
You're young, then. You're real young, aren't you?
No, I'm 20.
You're how old?
20.
20, okay. Okay.
I'm 18.
You're 18?
Anyways, what do you like doing?
What?
I'm bored. I'm at my grandma's house, and she always falls asleep watching TV. And she wakes up. Hello? Hello? What are you doing? Is there something wrong with me? What did I do?
Huh? You said you were 4.
No, I said I'm at my grandma's house.
You said you're 4.
I'm not 4.
Well, how old are you then, sweetie?
My friend Shara says age just be a number, honey boo-boo child. Are you mad at me?
Your connection ended because the other caller hung up.
Bear Minerals and Executive Chairman at Bear Essentials. Hey, thanks so much for calling about our award-winning Bear Minerals products. I am so excited to share with you our unique new Friends and Benefits program. It's full of amazing benefits created just for you.
My name is Elizabeth, and how can I help you out today?
Yes. Excuse me, I got a little bird's flu or something. I was calling for my girls. I was wanting to get some of the, I seen the commercial and they all seen it and they've been really asking about it and stuff. And I've said, well, I'm going to finally call. I have one girl, Tootie, she actually has a medical condition called a prolapse. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, the makeup would be able to conceal the prolapse and stuff.
Gotcha. Well, I'd be happy to help you out with all your questions about the products and help me out with an order if you would like today. So let me ask, have you ever placed an order with us before?
I have not.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and just put you into the system real quick, and then we can kind of go over some options for you. So would you spell your first and last name for me?
D-E-B-R-A. Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. It keeps coming out. Are you going to tell me about it, or?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Let me go ahead and just get you into the system. I still didn't catch your last name.
Okay, D-E-B-R-A-S-N-I-G-G-E-R.
Gotcha, thank you. And let me go ahead and get your address. I think it's cutting out on us again. What's your address?
Okay, that's 3050 Carnegie Avenue.
All right, and is Carnegie C-A-R-N-I-C-K-Y?
Yes.
Wonderful. And what's your zip code?
It's Cleveland, Ohio.
Gotcha. All right. Please
put in. It's 44102.
And you said it was 3050.
Okay. Now, the address is a business. It's for school for girls.
Gotcha.
Okay, just making sure. Because, I mean, this is my residence, but.
Oh, okay. So, and that's going to be your billing and your shipping?
Yes, it's a boarding school.
Oh, okay. I didn't know there was a boarding school over there in Cleveland. So.
Yeah.
Interesting, huh? All right, so I've got that put in there for you. And then what's your phone number?
All right, that is 216-761-8614.
Thank you so much. And then what is your email address?
Do you want my school or can I give you my personal? I mean, it really don't matter. I don't know. Well, let me do this as my personal, just in case, because since
sure
it's going to be linked to billing, I don't want them to think I'm ordering it on the school card.
gotcha.
Okay. It's going to be debrasningger@gmail.com.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much. All right. So I've got everything entered in here for you. You said, like, you got to just been, like, watching the TV, like with the infomercial?
Yes. Well, the girls seen it, and they've been asking about it and stuff, but like I said, she's got a condition called a prolapse, and I wanted to make sure, you know, that this is something safe that she will be able to use.
Right. Is there, like, any, like, medical limitations on that? Like, anything that she, have on her skin?
Oh, it's just a prolapse.
Okay, sorry, would you mind explaining
that? It's a red, it flamed.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay, I gotcha. So is it kind of similar to, like, rosacea?
Yeah, you could say so, yeah.
Okay, got, like, the same, like, irritation?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like, when you eat anything, it just inflames it.
Oh, wow.
Like tomato sauce. Juice, I believe, like, I know Madge had a prolapse, and it was inflamed by pumpkin pie the night of Obama's inauguration. Because he ate a whole pumpkin pie, and it inflamed his prolapse.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
A lot of people don't know it, but after, you know, dealing with this, you know, for a couple of years with her, most people in America have a 73% chance of gaining a prolapse. So it's something a lot of people are not aware of.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, because it's something like, and probably a lot of people have it just kind of mildly and just don't really think anything of it.
Yes.
What it is, so...
Oh, Snicker bars. I know that's like a common thing that, you know, she's really guilty of eating. I mean, she'll eat a lot of Snickers and it just inflames. But you know what I mean? It's just, she can't help it. And then she'll go out the next day and everybody can see the prolapse and it's embarrassing. And I think that's one of the reasons she's been asking about the bear, you know, the makeup to hide it.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, we do have, like, the foundation, like, it's very buildable coverage. So, like, if you have some girls that, you know, don't wear a whole lot, you know, we have, like, different types of brushes, anywhere from, like, sheer to full coverage. So, if you've got somebody that, you know, just wants a little bit, that, you know, they can definitely go with that. But if they, you know, if she has the prolapse and wants that, you know, covered up, we definitely have some brushes that are full coverage brushes. So...
Yes.
You know, it takes a little bit more, but, you know, where it is buildable, it does conceal quite a bit. Like, I've got a really good friend with rosacea on her cheeks, very, very, you know, very prominent. Like, her cheeks are just red all the time.
Yeah.
And she's very self-conscious about. And you know, she uses one of our Buki brushes, which is a full coverage. And, you know, you really wouldn't know that she has the rosacea because it does cover.
Buki brush? What is that? I haven't seen that.
Bukai
or Bukaki, whatever you say. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Buki, B-U-K-I. Or I believe on the website it's a Kabuki brush. It's a really short one. And then, like in our Get Started kits, it comes with a handy Buki brush, which just is the same. It's still the full coverage. It just has the handle on it for the foundation. So... Yeah, that's definitely, I would definitely recommend that brush for her. And then we also have some really great concealers, too, like if she has any areas that are a little bit, like, deeper, like need a little bit more, then we do have the concealers that actually have a little bit of a yellow tint to them, like not prominent yellow tint, but just enough to counteract that redness and neutralize that out.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, what about the darker girl? You know, what is this something that is for Africans?
Oh yeah, we have five different shade families.
Okay,
we got light, medium, tan, dark, and deep. So you know, depending on
and
their
she's
skin
plus sized.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't know if that matters, but I know like a lot of her skin. She really, I know for her, it's probably going to be, she doesn't have, I'm trying to describe it, like, you know, parts of her skin are light and then parts are not. She's got, like, spotting. Uneven.
Yeah, that uneven skin tone.
Yeah, and with her being a bigger girl, you know, she sweats a lot.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, what I would definitely recommend for her. Yeah, like we have a mineral veil that is kind of like, it's a finishing powder. And that helps to like lock, our mineral veil is our finishing powder.
Okay.
And that helps to like lock everything in. So, yeah, that would definitely help. Like if she does perspire quite a bit, yeah, that would help to keep the makeup in place, as opposed, you know, because sometimes makeup can like move around, you know, so that helps to keep everything where it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Okay, so for her, what would so we need to make sure we get the first girls. I want to keep that for the prolapse. And now I'm trying to figure out, I don't know how I could explain her. Let's see. She's not pale, but like maybe a step up before pale. And then that's when all the redness comes in from the prolapse.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we're going to need the yellow tint for her. And you said we need the bukkake brush.
Yeah. Now, let me ask, like, what you guys were watching was the, like, the infomercials. Were you wanting to get those Get Started kits? Got that one for ya. And then who else are we getting it for?
Okay. And then for Jerry, do you have anything metallic?
Like, what do you mean metallic?
Like something that would match. Like an eyeshadow that's metallic or...
Oh, yeah. We actually do have some really great eyeshadows. They're our glimmer eyeshadows that you can actually wet them. Like, if you tap a little bit out in the lid and just, like, wet the eyeshadow brush.
Okay.
And you know, swirl it around, you get a really pretty, like, foiled metallic look to it.
Okay, because for her, I need something that's going to match her wheelchair, so.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, she likes to be colorful and stuff. So I know that would be good for her.
Oh, definitely. So let's see. Oh, okay, so. You know, we've got some Hashan eye color. And, yeah, like, that's very, like, it does have a little metallic look to it. And we've got, okay. Yeah, we've got a really pretty frost color, which is, let's see. Okay, that's, yeah, that's kind of a silverish.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's really pretty. And, yeah, it has kind of that glistening foiled look to it. So I think that would be really nice for it. And it's on sale, and it's only $6. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do that's a good deal.
It definitely. So, yeah, let me get that added in, too. Okay. And did you just want one of the eyeshadows?
Yeah, just one for her.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Get that pulled up. Okay. So just looking up some product numbers for those starter kits real quick. So I need a light, 60 days, that is 0, and then we need a deep, 6, 1, 4, 7, 4. Okay. So we got the light kit, the deep kit, and then that eyeshadow, and what else for you?
Okay, and then I was thinking, do you have anything for an older woman?
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot of different types of blushes, eyeshadows, our foundation. Like, my little sister wears it, and she's 15, and my mom wears it, and she's 60.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's kind of, you know, really for everybody.
Because I'd like to get something for myself, but I don't want it to be too flashy because I'm actually going to be going to a funeral for Sister Sylvia, so.
Right. And yeah, like with, like, are you looking more for, like, foundation or?
Yeah, I was thinking, yeah, because we're going to have, like, a little late wait for Sister Sylvia.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, like with the foundation, like it is really buildable. So, you know, if you just want like enough to, you know, really kind of cover but not be prominent, like not
girls.
Obvious that you're wearing makeup.
That brooch meant a lot to me. It was very special to me. Aren't you woman enough to understand that?
Oh, I'm very much a woman, Crystal. Next time you see Blake, just ask him about our early years together. Or has he had a slip of the tongue occasionally and let a few choice tidbits slip out? Is that what's bugging you?
No, that's not what's bugging me. It's you.
Oh. Ew.